Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Happy Friday. It is the Mark Cox Morning Show, minus one big element known as Mark Cox. This is Dan Buck. I'm sitting in all morning long, and as you guys all know, Mark Cox, he is like the master of hitting on a topic and then just running with it for like 8-10 minutes at a time. He gives you his logical, factual, well-researched breakdown of whatever that issue is that he talks about. And he's just good at it, you know. I am much more of a conversational guy. I like to have kind of a dialogue. I like to share ideas. I'll challenge other people's positions, and I like to be challenged on mine. So today, I'm sitting in a studio, and Ethan, my amazing board operator, he's like, I don't like to talk a whole lot, you know, but unless you want to talk sports, Ethan and I can talk sports all day long. So what that means today is that I need, you know, because I like to share ideas, I like to converse with other people. I love being in here with Mark every day. He's getting some time off with the family this weekend and took today off, but while we do have some good guests on the show, I am most excited about chatting with you, the 97.1 FM listener. You know, while Mark's away, we all can play today, okay? So we need a name for this, Ethan. Maybe like Free For All Friday or Free Phone Friday, because I'm opening up the phone lines today. I don't even know what the dang phone number is. There it is. Locally, it's 314-241-9797. Toll free, it's 866-455-9797. Again, I'll give those numbers out throughout the morning. But put it in your phone. If you hear a topic I'm talking about, you hear a conversation that I start, I want you to help me finish it. So give us a call, give us your thoughts, and it can be, you know, on the other side of the aisle too. I'm not just looking for people to agree with everything I say. If you've got a counterpoint, I am more than happy to put you on and let's talk about it. It's what I do better. I don't like sitting here and just jabbing and talking for 8-10 minutes at a time and hearing my own voice. I love to converse with people. That's the type of talk show I've always had. I've always done. I did this, as you probably may know, for a long time, from like 99 to 2006, back when I was, in media, not just at Channel 5, but I also worked at another St. Louis talk radio station. And that's what I did. I always had a co-host, always somebody alongside to kind of make the conversation happen. And that's what I'm going to need you to do today, since I'm flying solo on 97.1 FM Talk this morning. And a lot to talk about. Oh, my gosh. We have got a ton of great topics. Lots going on in the world. Venezuela is basically on fire. And that's a good way to start our shortlist today. Let's get into what's going on in the world.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
News alert, B-52 bombers are flying off the coast of Venezuela. Trump's not bluffing. Right now, more than 10,000 U.S. soldiers are built up in the Caribbean, on ships, in Puerto Rico, locked and loaded.
Of course, that's Jesse Waters on Fox last night. Folks, there is a lot going on off the coast of Venezuela right now. A full military exercise. We're going to dive into that today. You're going to get the full report and everything that's going on, but Trump means business.
By showing up in historic numbers, we burst that bubble. We show that we're not afraid, that we can indeed exercise our First Amendment rights. That's goal one. But a protest, even a historic protest, this will be the largest peaceful protest in modern American history.
Oh, the No Kings protest organizer. That's Ezra Levine. And he claims that this weekend is the greatest ever in the history of America. I got a few thoughts on No Kings that we're going to talk about this hour. It's also going to be a big part of the Buck Doesn't Give a Beep as we really dive into what's behind all this and really what is their goal. We'll talk about it.
I think it's one of the key reasons why we have to make buses free is because it reduces the assaults on bus drivers.
Did you just hear what he just said? Of course, that is Zohran Mamdani. He is the, of course, looks to be the next mayor of New York City. He's up something like 13 points in the polls. The socialist communist thinks that if he makes buses free, that somehow is going to stop assaults. You figure it out.
Right now, I think this will be the longest shutdown in the history of ever. And I don't say that happily. I don't say that proudly. I'm just saying that realistically.
That is Senator Kennedy talking about, of course, the government shutdown. I had predicted this day, the 17th of October, to be the end day way back on October. And Mark thought, oh, it's not going to go that long. Mark, I think, he picked the 10th? That's long gone by. And it looks like my prediction is going to be way, way short as well. In that same clip with Senator Kennedy, the reporter asked him, what date do you think we could resolve this? And he said, I don't see a date in mind. And the guy says, after Thanksgiving? He says, yes. So that would mean all the way through the rest of October, all of November, that they think the Democrats are simply going to allow this government to stay shut down, not do the clean CR, not do anything at all to come off their $1.5 trillion request to basically unravel everything that Congress has approved in the Big Beautiful Bill, basically to continue to fund health care for illegals, to continue to fund at these huge levels the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act that is not affordable. They're doing nothing, by the way, to address the affordability of the Affordable Care Act. They just want more money pumped into it. They're doing nothing to look at the waste, the fraud, the abuse, and the complete abuse from HMOs all the way down to the healthcare systems themselves. And instead, they're just going to leave the government shut down and continue to cause our troops not to be funded. They actually have threatened the president of the United States that if he tries to use tariff money or any other source to pay our troops, who, by the way, might very well be on the doorstep of war down in Venezuela because Trump is done with the whole regime down there and the criminal activity and the drug cartels that continue to try to get drugs into the United States. They continue to manufacture. They continue to distribute. They continue to send the boats out. And while we're blowing up a bunch of their drug boats, they're still trying to defy the direct order from President Trump to stop the drug shipments to this country that have killed hundreds of thousands of American young men and women. And you may say, well, what about Mexico? Trust me, Mexico is watching. They are watching what he is doing. And why Venezuela? Well, obviously, the very hostile regime down there that have basically partnered themselves with China, with Russia. And guess what? That's a violation of the Monroe Doctrine, or some people are calling it the Donroe document now, because he's enforcing it. He's saying, keep your hands off the Americas. That's why we put that in place, that no European country would ever come in and threaten our sovereignty by supporting that's why we went into the Bay of Pigs. That's why we had the battle with Cuba and the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was because they were on our doorstep and threatening America. Well, Venezuela is not threatening. They're sending their troops in, right? They're sending their gang members here. During the Biden administration, hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans crossed our border illegally. without documentation. We don't even know where many of them are. And the ones we do know, many of them are harboring in these cities, being protected by these crazy lunatic leftists who say, oh, we're sanctuary cities. Yeah, you're sanctuaries for drug dealers, for human traffickers, for people who want to destroy the American culture and take out our youth. Why the youth? Why do they target us with their drugs, right? Well, that's our military-age men and women. If they can get them hooked on drugs and kill over 100,000 a year through just fentanyl deaths alone in 2023, 2024 numbers aren't even in yet, and why that is, I don't know. But the 2024 numbers, they think, are well over 110,000 deaths. So, folks, be aware that we are going, Trump is done with Venezuela, and we all should be done with Venezuela. 100,000, that's more than any war has killed in American modern history, all the way back to World War II. You got to go to find that many American deaths. If you don't think we're at war with these drug cartels who are coming in here, not only making billions of dollars by selling their crap on our streets and terrorizing our streets, but they're also killing our young people. They're killing the people who very well could be serving this country in a productive way. Instead, they're making them either zombies or killing them through overdose. So we're going to make a statement. We're going to make an example of Venezuela and Mexico. You better get your cartels under control as well. And if you won't do it, I promise you, you'll be next. And we will come in there and we'll root out the Mexican cartels as well. But folks, it's going to be crazy and fun to watch. We got a full show, some great guests coming up in this show as well. We've got Daniel Feist, who's the senior policy analyst for the Middle East and the North Africa for the Heritage Foundation. We're going to dive into that Middle East conflict and exactly what's next for Hamas if they do not disarm. We also have our Capitol Beat Representative Eric Burleson, our congressman from Missouri in the 7th District. He'll be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour as well. And I got Tao Man in studio for all you blues fans. He'll be joining me for the whole 8 o'clock hour. He's a funny dude. We'll talk a lot of sports in the 8 o'clock hour, but we also will get his take on some of the world events. You'll be pleasantly surprised to Ron Beckley's worldview. All that's coming up right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Dan Buck sitting in. Thanks for letting us be a part of your Friday morning.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
There's pretty good polling out there that says 80% of the American public believes that we are in the middle of a political crisis, that more than half of Americans think that free speech is legitimately at risk. Let's see how many people show up at these protests this weekend. I don't think you're going to walk away from this weekend and come to the conclusion that America doesn't care about the destruction of our democracy.
Oh, the destruction of our democracy. That is Chris Murphy on CNN. Give me a break. Like, oh, yeah. Give me an example of how we're crushing democracy. And don't give me the due process bullcrap either, because due process was violated when these people entered the country without going through due process. They don't have due process rights when we don't even know who the hell they are. They've gone through no documentation. They've gone through no process that makes you a legal entrant or a legal citizen or a legal immigrant in the United States. You don't have a green card. You don't have any documentation that tells us who you are. We're going to throw you out without due process. So if you think that kind of due process is due to somebody who didn't use due process to get into our country, that's not an argument. So give me something else. And my phone lines are open. I want your input. 314-241-9797. You tell me, and this is Scooter and all you people on Facebook who love to badger, give me the phone call. Tell me exactly what these protests over the weekend, these No Kings protests, are all about. Jimmy Kimmel, of course, he's supporting the No Kings biggest rally in the history of America. Last night on his show, he had to basically say that the No Kings rally is exactly how we won our independence. Listen to this crap.
The American Revolution was a No Kings rally. And if you are planning to go to the rally and you're going to be making your own sign, everybody there has a sign. I just want to ask you, remember, our president is very sensitive about his weight. So please do not use the word Shamusalini to describe him. Or Engorge Washington, or King Hungry the Eighth. He will not appreciate it. It's rude, and he will throw you in jail.
Yeah, so he'll throw you in jail. But it's okay to fat shame as long as you're the left making fun of somebody's weight and physical appearance on the right. But, of course, they say fat shaming is horrible, and we all ought to appreciate, you know, anybody who's fat, and that only the Republicans fat shame. Listen to that. He just made three jokes about our president saying he's fat and overweight. At least he's awake. At least he's cognitive. At least he's doing something. At least his first 8 months have shown some real leadership in the world and some real leadership here at home. You all just like to shut things down and like to tell us how to live our lives, how we should back somebody like Mondami, who wants to bring socialism to America. But anyway, let's dive into this whole No Kings protest. Now, so far, none of the folks, or maybe I do have somebody calling. There's somebody calling. We'll find out who it is. If you are one of those folks who love to light up social media, this is your chance to call into the Mark Cox Morning Show, because I love dialogue. I love hearing what your points might be, and we'll talk about it at 314-241-9797. If you're a fan of the rally, or if you're like me, you find these rallies to be somewhat disgusting. Because the No Kings protest, of course, it's not just in D.C. It's going to be in every state in the union. Every leftist in county and city will be out. Hopefully it's going to be raining here, so the numbers will probably be minimal, because they're not really that committed to it, because they're not going to go out there and stand in the soaking rain tomorrow, I would not think. Those who are being paid, of course, will show up. They got to show up in the rain. But the other folks who maybe just be kind of on the fence, just thinking, it might be fun to go down there and do some Trump bashing or whatever. And again, I want to make it very clear, and we did it yesterday on the show, we are 100% supportive of everybody's right to legally and peacefully protest whatever it is you want to protest. We ask that you do it peacefully and don't let it spiral into riots, as many of these often do. And we know over the weekend there will be reports, no question, that the peaceful protest burned something down, or they terrorized police, or they threw bricks and rocks. But that's not violence, and that's a peaceful protest. But we know what's going to happen this week. It's just a matter of where and how often and when that happens. But I think it's important that you pay attention to the contradictions and the blatant hypocrisy of the left that's going to be so on stage this weekend. These leftists are going to be marching against Trump's effort to enforce the rule of law, including immigration law. You know, he's not writing, by the way, any new laws. He's enforcing laws that Congress has already passed. Okay, just make that very clear. All of these were on the books. Okay, so everything they're going to be protesting that Donald Trump is doing around immigration was legal under the Biden administration, was legal under the Obama administration. Don't forget that as you watch these protests. Coming up on the Buck Don't Give a Bleep, we've got a deeper dive into the No Kings, and I'm going to go on a total rant. That's coming up next hour. You're listening to Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show, minus the Mark Cox. Dan Buck sitting in all morning long. Got 4 hours to fill, and I'm not going to do it alone. This is your show today. I'm just going to be the guy facilitating conversation while Mark is off and enjoying some time with his family. And Jill's the first brave soul to jump into the show. Good morning, Jill. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, good morning. I'm native to the state of Maryland, homegrown, but recently moved to the Missouri Ozarks. And I want to say that, first of all, the 14th Amendment does not recognize DACAs and Dreamers. It was created for the descendants of slaves here in this country so that they could enjoy full citizenship. And there are congressional records stating that the 14th Amendment is not to be used for foreigners coming over here having babies in America. Another point is stop calling them immigrants. They are invaders. And that's how we need to think of them. Immigrants come to this country legally. And next, we need to get rid of Spanish as a second language equal to English in this country. Everything these days is done in both Spanish and English. We are an English-speaking country, and anyone who wants the privilege of living here should be assimilated, and part of their assimilation should be speaking, reading, writing English. And then the next point is, I know from missionary friends of mine who have been to Honduras that you are told never to speak the name of Trump in Honduras because they hate him there, simply because he will not allow them to come into our country illegally.
Yeah.
They believe that they are entitled to come over here. And I know from my mom and I lived in Ecuador for about 7 years, and every time we had to do some government forms or something, I would ask, don't you have anybody here that speaks English as well as Spanish that can help me out? They would arrogantly look and say to me, you are in Ecuador.
Yeah.
You need to learn to speak Spanish. And I'd say, but in my country, we bend over backwards to help you. And they look at me arrogantly again and say something, you know, like, tough titty, learn to speak Spanish. So,
Jill,
I think you
and I could have a beer together, man. You just nailed like five topics there in one, and that's what the show's about today. I so appreciate you taking the time. And by the way, welcome to Missouri. How long have you been here now?
Well, Mommy and I moved out here in August of 2020.
All right. Well, you're enjoying the Ozarks, I'm sure, and we're enjoying you. Welcome to the free state of Missouri.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's what it's all about, guys. That's what the show's going to be. If you want to call, and she just unloaded. I love it. She's so right about the 14th Amendment. They're completely twisting why that amendment was adopted in the first place. It was not for anchor babies. It was not so illegals could come here and seek asylum and call themselves, you know, Americans simply because they will it or they want it. No, there is a process, a legal process that is not the 14th Amendment and not tied to the 14th Amendment. It's called immigration law, and you need to follow it. It is 5:39 and time for this.
But don't give a f-.
The No Kings rally, of course, going on this weekend. But I want to focus today's Freedom Friday segment on the Muslim Brotherhood. I found this combo post. It starts with Bill Maher, and then it goes to this, and I wish I knew who this guy was. It's an unknown African-American patriot on social media. I followed him. I follow this lady named Farm Girl Carrie on X. She's fabulous. She puts up great stuff. But she clipped the video so you can't see who the guy is who's following up with Bill Maher. Anyway, Bill Maher and this patriot point out the elephant in the room. And the elephant is that elephant that'll stomp you to death if you dare challenge their religion. This clip is going to trigger another rant that I have about the Catholic Church and what they did this week at the Vatican. But let's start with the clip with Bill Maher and this unknown American patriot. Hit it, Ethan.
The only religion that acts like the mafia that will kill you if you say the wrong thing, I mean, draw the wrong picture, or write the wrong book.
So you do have...
And there's a reason why Ayaan Hirsi Ali needs bodyguards 24-7. It's based on facts. I can show you a Pew poll of Egyptians. They are not outliers in the Muslim world that say like 90% of them believe death is the appropriate response to leaving the religion. If 90% of Brazilians thought that death was the appropriate response to leaving Catholicism, you would think it was a bigger deal.
Isn't that crazy? Can you imagine? Because Christianity is already considered hateful. Can you imagine if people left and we considered death to be appropriate for them? Can you imagine what they would say about us then? Guys, there is nowhere on the planet where somebody leaves Christianity to go to a different religion or even to become atheist where Christians believe that their life should be taken. Nowhere. Nowhere. It's nowhere in our book. It's nowhere in our scriptures. However, in Islam, those who leave the religion, if you are a Muslim, you have the right to take their life. In fact, it tells you to do so. Stop trying to tell me that a certain religion is the religion of peace when their book completely says the opposite. Cut the cap.
Absolutely. And that piece I found on Farm Girl. If you've not followed Farm Girl on X, you need to go out there and check her out. She puts up some great stuff. And again, I wish I knew who that African-American patriot was there at the end following Bill Maher, because he absolutely nails it. Now, you want to know what my rant is about the Catholic Church. Did you hear what Pope Leo and the Vatican did? In the Vatican, they are going to provide a prayer room for visiting Muslims when they have their call to prayer. As a cradle Catholic, I need somebody. Call up, let me know. We'll spend the next segment talking about this. But they literally, the Vatican Apostolic Library, which is located right in the heart of Vatican City, designated a prayer space for visiting scholars, Muslim scholars, which is a... Oh, they call it a notable gesture of inclusivity of one of the world's most important centers of religion and cultural scholarship. No, you're opening your door to the people who want to kill you, and it's part of their faith. Somebody needs to explain to Pope Leo that we are the infidels that their holy book talks about. They mention it all through the Quran, you know, the people that they're ordered to kill for not believing in Muhammad. And they've already done it, and they've proven it to the Jews and the Hindus and the Catholics and Christians, not for years, not for decades, but for centuries. And we're going to give them their own prayer room in the Vatican. I'd love to get your take. If you're a Catholic, let's have that conversation. The numbers are 314-241-9797, toll-free 866-455-9797. Are you okay that the head of the Catholic Church, the Papal City of Vatican City, is opening their doors, opening up their libraries, and providing a prayer room for Muslim clerics who come here to study? Apparently, they have some historic Qurans and some historic books dating back to the time of Muhammad in that library, and people come to read them and study them. But while they're there and they have their Muslim call to prayer, we're going to welcome them into the Catholic Church. And you say, hey, if you believe that that kind of inclusivity is good, fine. But it's going to be a great idea until it's not. We'll be back with your calls in a minute. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's 5:44. Dan Buck sitting in. We are so glad you're letting us be a part of your Friday morning.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
5:49 on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Dan Buck sitting in all morning long. I'll be here, and so will you. We're going to be going to the phone lines a lot this morning. I need a co-host, so I said, well, why don't we just call on the smartest radio audience in America and let them join in, chime in on topics. I know we don't do that a lot. Mark's one of those guys who can literally just go for 8, 9, 10 minutes at a time. I'm more of a conversational host. I love being in a room full of people and everybody chiming in, and that's kind of my background in radio has always been as a co-host on radio and television stations. And so that's what I'm going to do, and you're my co-host today, and the first person I'm going to looks like it is JR on line one. He wants to chime in on the Catholic Church creating a special room in Vatican City in their historic library for Muslims to pray. What do you think of that, JR?
Good morning, Dan. How you doing? Hey, you know, I think it's a little over the top, but you know, if they want to do it, that's fine. But they just better check them, get some bomb sniff the dogs before they let them go in there. And also, you know, do you think in Saudi Arabia at Mecca they're going to have a crucifix room waiting for Catholics and Christians?
I can almost guarantee no. Right? They're not going to allow a prayer room. So, you know, with a crucifix and provide some rosaries so that Catholics can go in there and pray to the Blessed Mother. What I was wondering, JR, was did they go into this particular part of the library and take down all the crucifixes and maybe paint over some of the Michelangelo work that's there at the Vatican, you know, of some of the martyrs and the saints who were murdered, by the way, by Muslims, you know, decades, centuries ago. Did they paint over those so they wouldn't offend them with those images and those crucifixes?
Right.
I mean, seriously, how far does this go? Once they get a prayer room, are you going to say, well, maybe we just allow the Sistine Chapel to do a prayer service there too, you know? I mean, I just don't see it. Why they don't recognize the complete conflict of religions here. How much more clear does it have to be for what Hamas did to the Jews, right? 1,200 people a day, 251 people taken hostage in one day on October 7th, 2 years ago. And that apparently is not clean enough or clear enough for the Vatican and Pope Leo to say, nah, you know what, maybe it isn't a good idea for your hateful religion to be inside the walls of Vatican City. I don't know. But, JR, appreciate the call, man.
All right. Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You bet, bud. We're going to go to line two. Got another caller? Go ahead. Oh, I think I went to him. No, it's going to be line three. There we go. Yeah, what do you got, caller?
My name is Joseph Volk, and I've been a 25-year listener to KFTK for many, many years, and I've enjoyed it from the beginning.
Great.
And I think you guys ought to get behind Curtis Sliwa and get him elected mayor of New York. And he was on Hannity's show last night, and he's very good, and somebody needs to get behind him, and I think KFTK should do that.
Well, I appreciate that call, and it's a great point to bring up. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of listeners in New York who listen to us, who are the key voters in that state. But you're right. It'd be great to get a Republican, but with three people in the race, it makes it almost impossible for anybody to make up this margin. And, you know, neither one of them are going to drop out. You're not seeing any commitment from the two second and third place people dropping out to give the other one a chance to make up that 13 points. But we'll see. But we've still got a little bit of time if any of them could drop off the ticket at the 11th hour. But right now, Mondani looks like he is in control. Let's go to Leslie. She wants to comment on the Catholics providing a prayer room for Muslim clerics when they come to the Vatican. Hi, Leslie. Oh, let me go try that again. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I am very afraid of that we are losing our church. My husband and I were both born Catholic, been through every sacrament, attend church every Sunday. Our kids went to 9 years at a private Catholic school in St. Charles, and my youngest child is 27. We have six, and the oldest is 37. And at the time they went to that school, they were taught the five pillars of faith and other information about being a Muslim. And I didn't agree with that at that time. Little by little, I just feel like it's happening, just like you said.
Well, it isn't.
I'm afraid of it. I'm very afraid.
And Leslie, it's not just the Vatican, right? It's Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut, a Catholic university. And there may be other Catholic universities. This story just popped up to me. But SHU's Office of Mission Integration, they've created an interfaith prayer area and a meditation room, as well as a separate Muslim prayer room to accommodate their students and their faculty and their staff who are of these. This is a Catholic university. Their nonprofit status is based and steeped in the Catholic Church. The only reason they are tax exempt is because they're Catholic. But yet they're making prayer rooms available for every other religion, including the hateful world of Muslim faith. And you can say what you want. People say, oh, Dan, not all Muslims are hateful. They're not all hateful. But the fact is that atrocities across the world, look what's going on in Nigeria right now, and the Pope doesn't even talk about it, right?
Yeah.
7,000 Christians, mostly Catholic, have been murdered in cold blood by Muslims. They're having basically an infantata there. They're trying to murder all Christians, 7,000, and nobody's talking about it. Instead, we're giving them a prayer room. Why don't they call them out and say, hey, stop the killing in Nigeria, or you're not going to get access to our holy books and our holy documents in our library. You don't hear anyone condemning this, do you, Leslie? No one. Muslims don't condemn this stuff. You're not out there saying, hey, stop the killing. You know, they're killing infidels. As long as if they were killing other Muslims, they'd be outraged, but they're not.
As a woman, there is not one country that I would want to move to, one Muslim country that I would want to live in as a woman.
Well, there's 58 of them, just so you know, 58 nations under Muslim leadership and Muslim control right now. So everybody needs to pay attention, and there will be countries in Europe to be next, including Great Britain. The UK is probably about 4 to 6 years away from being under full Muslim. They just appointed a minister of Sharia law in UK. All right.
Wow.
So wake up, because we're welcoming them in. We're being united. We're showing a unified front. This is pastoral. We should all be united. Well, it'd be great if they would unite under peace, but they don't. unite under peace.
Well, we also had Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden calling themselves devout Catholics.
Yeah, right. And we're getting ready to put a Muslim in charge of New York City, too. Leslie, we're up against a hard break. That's what the show is about today. Thank you, Leslie. A lot of great calls. Appreciate that as we continue the Mark Cox Morning Show. Dan Buck sitting in on your Friday morning. This is a lot of fun. We'll be back with more of it after the break.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.